Yesterday, we were addressing the question, which is brought down not as a question, but nonetheless, Rashi tells us in the Gemara that the first paragraph, the reason why we have in the Shema the first paragraph, although it's seemingly the smallest in size, it really has the most information in it. It has the idea of learning, teaching, and doing. Doing, as it says, Ukshartem Loosa Yodecha, Vahayotatafos Pinanecha, the mitzvah of wearing tefillin, and the last pasuk, Uksavtem, the mitzvah of wearing, of putting a mezuzah, fixing on your doorposts, on all of your home. However, the Shema also has the first paragraph, the element of learning and teaching. With regard to teaching, the pasuk says explicitly, "Vishinantam levanecha," that you have an obligation to teach, literally your children or your sons. And then v'dibartabam, v'dibartabam, which the Gemara learns out, is the source for learning. So I asked a question yesterday that it seems to be out of order. The pasuk begins v'shinantum levanecha, which is teaching, telling us that we're supposed to teach Torah, and then right afterwards it says v'dibartabam, an obligation to learn it. Most people, hopefully, if you pick your typical teacher from a school, you hope they learn something before they walk into the classroom. So what does it mean that first teach and then v'dibartabam and then learn? So I heard two answers last night, and I'd like to explain, say over what was said over to me. There's an interesting Gemara. It's a Gemara in Makos, which tells us, actually in Daf Yud, second parak, that an incredible statement. The surface doesn't make sense. Harbi lamadati merabosai, that I learned a lot from my teachers. And then he says, I learned even more from my friends, and the most, mitalmidim yeris mikula, I learned the most from my students. So it's interesting that the one who's teaching in the classroom is really the one who's learning more than anyone else. And that's certainly is a fact. I know that definitively for myself, that my first opportunity to be a teacher at a university in the School of Business, I began to realize what I learned in school. I didn't really understand on such a great level what I learned until I actually had the obligation to start teaching it. And it's logical that way, that v'shinantam levanecha v'dibartabam, that when it comes to a person who really wants to grasp their learning, if you teach it, you're going to end up learning it better. And it's for two reasons. First of all, if you're sitting in a classroom, hopefully you'll pick up and learn, understand most of the things that your teacher's saying. But if you don't, who cares? You're by yourself, you know, so you'll get a B instead of an A. However, once you have the responsibility of teaching it to someone or to a group of people, and in turn the words that you say, people are going to be listening to, hopefully. So that in turn will cause the person to want to really master the subject much greater. And therefore, appropriately, a person is v'shinantam levanecha v'dibartabam. By teaching, that's the ultimate level of mastery of their learning. But on a different level, what the Gemara is telling us is that once a person engages in a dialogue in a classroom or in a shiur, they're able to learn a lot more than what they're able to master just by themselves. And therefore, Talmidim Yosem Kulam, because you have the opportunity to listen to so many other people based on their life experiences, in turn you in fact will learn more from them than anyone else. So therefore, that's one possible approach of v'shinantam levanecha v'dibartabam, that the person who's involved in teaching, certainly when it comes to teaching your children Torah values, you want to make sure that you are very knowledgeable in it. And in turn, when they are involved in learning from you, it'll hopefully inspire you to learn as well. Another explanation of what this means is based on a pasuk in Koheles, which we'll get to in a moment. But there's a Gemara in Sukkah, which I often quote, based on an Eishes Chayil. We say, Piha Pascha B'Chachma Saris Chesed Al Shom. So the Gemara in Sukkah on Mem Tes asks a very obvious question. The pasuk literally means that the Torah's chesed al shonu, let the Torah of kindness be on my tongue, that I should only learn and be involved in saying over Torah of chesed. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. It sounds like there's more than one Torah. There's a Torah of chesed, and there's a Torah which is she'eno shel chesed, because that's what it sounds like. Let the Torah of kindness be on my tongue. So the Gemara gives two answers, and one of them is that a person who learns Torah just for their for themselves, just for learning, that's considered a Torah which is not of kindness. However, a person who learns on condition to in turn teach, that's considered to be Torah's chesed. That's how the Gemara ends. So no Mepharshim should ask this, but to me it's very difficult because you could still ask the same question. Is there two Torahs? There's one with learning, there's one which is also teaching. And the answer is no. Obviously, the concept of what the Gemara is telling us is the only real Torah and only Torah's chesed is if you learn on condition to be able to give over, to be able to teach others. A person who only learns for their own sake, that's not Torah. That's self-gratification. And that's not what Torah is about. You're supposed to be involved in learning for the sake of teaching. And therefore, the idea of this pasuk, Vishinantam uvanecha v'dibartabam, is telling us, Vishinantam uvanecha, that you're supposed to teach, because the ultimate level of the dibartabam, of learning, in fact, is to reach that level, is to be able to ultimately give it over to others, to your children, or to talmidim, to other people, through your words. But not only through your words, but it continues and tells us that it's necessary to emulate those things in your actions as well. To be an effective teacher, you also have to be a learner. If you expect your children and your students to learn from you, you, by showing that you also are interested in learning, that makes you a greater teacher, and they'll be more receptive to listen to what you have to say. So, v'shinantam uvanecha v'dibartabam, by you teaching, an intern also being willing to learn, gives that child, gives your student the greater capacity to be able to grow, because of your willingness to learn. But not only your willingness to learn, but as the Shema continues, it's not only in a classroom setting. However, it's supposed to be done as well as when a person's in their home, or even when you're on the road traveling, when you're getting up, when you're lying down, in all aspects, all moments of your life, to be able to show that you're not only a teacher, but you're also a learner. And if you're a teacher and a learner, in turn, that'll be make you a more effective educator, a more effective role model. And the pasuk that I want to conclude with is the pasuk we also conclude with in Koheles and Ecclesiastes. Sof davar kol nishma, es halkim yorevis mitzvot shamor, ki zeh kol adam. So I once saw, and I said this over during one of my Perkei Avot classes in the summer, that it's an interesting way you can read this pasuk. Sof davar kol nishma is telling us, how can you be an effective person as far as when you say something, people are going to listen and value the words you say? If you're someone that says something and does the opposite of what you advise, no one's going to listen to you. If you're busy giving people mussar, telling them proper ways of behavior, but yet immediately afterwards everyone knows that you don't follow those words, no one's going to care. And therefore the pasuk is saying, sof davar, if you want to know, how is it possible that hakol nishma, that everyone will listen to all the words that you say, that they'll internalize the things that you say and do? It's if you in turn are es elokim yorevis mitzvot shamar, that if you're a person that also adheres to the Torah, to the messages that you're giving over, that you're not just a person who is vishinantam levanecha, you're not just a teacher, but also you're a v'dibartabim, you're also a lifetime learner. A lifetime learner, not only when it comes to in the classroom, but wherever you are, even v'lech t'chavaderech, wherever you are, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That is the most effective learner, most effective teacher, and in fact, that's the message, perhaps, of why it says it in this particular order.